Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, live from the National Hurricane Center here in Miami with our 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Central update on Tropical Storm Karen, the center of which is still offshore in the northern Gulf of Mexico, south of Louisiana's central coastline, but it is still lopsided and it is a good bit weaker by the wind speeds than it was yesterday. Thunderstorm activity and the strongest winds out to the east of the center. Maximum winds, based on some recent aircraft data, at 40 miles per hour, just above the threshold to keep this as a tropical storm. The general motion is northward at about 10 miles per hour, but a sheared, lopsided system like this often going to exhibit some erratic motion, but generally headed toward the north. And the weather is still offshore, but we do still have a tropical storm warning in effect for portions of the southeast Louisiana coastline from the border with Mississippi around to Morgan City. It does not include metropolitan New Orleans, that area under a tropical storm watch still. And we still have the tropical storm watch for the coastlines of Mississippi, Alabama, and the western part of the Florida Panhandle over to Indian Pass. So that includes places like Pensacola, Destin, and Panama City. So with that area that's a tropical storm warning in southeastern Louisiana, you know, the weather could start going downhill later on today or tonight. It's still prudent to have that warning up with a tropical storm just offshore. And it will start to make a turn toward the northeast later today and gradually accelerate and make final landfall somewhere on the north central Gulf Coast in the Alabama-Florida region sometime Sunday night or very early Monday morning. But in any event, by the time we get to Monday, this will be inland, weakening and accelerating off to the northeast. We still have hazards to contend with. The winds in the tropical storm area, certainly we could get tropical storm force there. We're not certain if we're ever going to have to issue any additional tropical storm warnings in the existing watch areas. That's a possibility, but not a guarantee. And then there's still the potential for 2 feet or a little bit more of storm surge inundation above ground level in some isolated spots. The most sensitive spots, of course, would be southeast Louisiana, some of the bays on the north central Gulf Coast, the Florida Big Bend area. But certainly those numbers have come down since yesterday. But even a tropical storm that's weak like this can cause some modest water rises. And then we could see 1 to 3 inches of rainfall in a few spots, maybe isolated amounts up to 6 inches. It's not going to be a widespread rainfall event, but locally heavy when the system gets closer to land and comes ashore later in the weekend. So just by following any advice you receive from local emergency managers and being mindful of any warnings that come out from your local forecast office, you should be able to stay safe during Karen. Thanks for joining us. That's the latest from the National Hurricane Center. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.